What happened then? What happened next?
Please, Uncle Dovey, don't leave us perplexed.
Yes, yes, tally-ho! Let us proceed and on with the show.
Of course, of course. Now, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael had almost no money. Every last one of them was truly an honey, which, when you think about it, should not be considered too funny. But the Jews are a nation with the sweetness of honey. Their disposition remained both cheerful and sunny. And although they hardly had any food, they kept a joyous attitude.
Uncle Dovey, does that mean they were happy, even though they were poor?
Ah, my dear boy, of this you can be sure.
Jolly good, and quite so. Now let us make progress and on with the show.
Oh, yes, of course, of course. Now the rulers at that time in the Holy Land were the Arabs, who simply could not stand to see the poor Jews so happy and content. It was something they did hate and resent.
Ahmed, why did you so poor and yet be so content? I never see them have an argument.
So, Amir, this is true of the Arabs too. We Arabs never argue.
Never argue? Ha! That is according to you. And I say that we do.
And I say that we do not.
And I say that we argue a lot.
And I say we never did and we never will.
And I say, you be still!
Ah, you Arab beast, I always resent. You dare to say Arabs have argument? You camel thief, get out of my tent.
Ha! You and your tent are not worth 1 cent.
And your head is completely bent.
And your head has a dent and is filled with cement. To prison is where you should be sent.
And your face is a disgrace to the human race.
And your face, I should spray with mace.
But the Jews would not have thought to rejoice had they heard a loud Arab voice.
From the Jews I have just one small demand, one they can easily all understand, that they put their money right into my hand. I find it is something they can always afford when I show them the pointy end of my sword.
Who was that, Uncle Dovey? Who could it be? It expressed himself so unscrupulously.
Continue, continue. Let's not dilly-dally. Don't get stuck in the mud or lost in the valley.
That was the Pasha, my dear little chum. Amal ibn Bamal ibn Gamal Kazam, who ruled all the Arabs and every Muslim. He treated the Jews in a most terrible manner, with his nose the shape of a giant banana. You see, there was something about the Jews that he hated, something that made old Kazam so frustrated.
Why the Jews don't listen to Kazam? Why they don't want to become, like me, a Muslim? Not even one Jew, not even some, have ever agreed to become a Muslim. This is aggravating to Pasha ibn Bamal ibn Gamal Kazam. Aren't the Jews insane? Are they dumb? Don't they know it is good to become a Muslim? I promise them honor. I promise them riches. But they still remain Jews. Not one of them switches. I promise them golden Jews by the cases. You think that they listen? They laugh in our faces. Those Jews are so despicable, so miserable and sickable, so punchable and kickable. They pull such shtick, they're shtickable.